And what do you enjoy the most about your studies?
For me, it was exciting to do some assignment related to real life activities. For example, we were working in generating some maps for maybe another companies or another big data like Google Maps or maybe autonomous driving application. For me, it's interesting because I didn't study these things and I can see in reality how my courses affect reality or how it actually could be applied.
3, 2, 1, talk to me.
Hello and welcome to Leibniz Uni Insights, the podcast about studying at the Leibniz University in Hanover, Germany. Are you considering studying at the Leibniz University or are you already in the middle of your studies? Then this is the place to find insights, information, tips and real-life experiences straight from the source.
Hello and welcome to Leibniz Uni Insights. Today we're talking about the master's program Geodesy and Geoinformatics. And since the program is taught in English, our episode is in English as well. And as always, I'm not alone. I have two guests. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hello, my name is Lennart and I'm a master's student now in this study program. And I'm happy to tell you something about it.
And hello, everyone. My name is Ahmed Hossam Maarouf, and I'm a master's student here in this master program and specialized in geomatics. And I'm happy to be here today.
And why did you choose your study program?
I did the same geodesy and geoinformatics bachelor program here in Hanover as well. So it was kind of clear for me that I wanted to continue with the master program and I chose the same university.
And I studied a bachelor in civil engineering. I'm originally from Egypt, so I finished my bachelor in Egypt. And I was interested about surveying, so I said I need to do something very, very specific. So I chose this program because it's kind of unique and it's only available in only few universities, and one of them is Leibniz University.
And what helped you in your decision?
Yeah, for me, I can say to do the bachelor program before was kind of helpful because I then knew that I really liked this study program and I for sure wanted to continue. Maybe when I chose my bachelor program, I kind of was undecided and looked at study programs at the Leibniz University here in Hanover and I thought like, oh yeah, this sounds like a good study program. And then I tried it and I still like it.
For me, it was the hardest part to find the specific program which is fit my requirements and my interest. And at the same time, the university and the city itself. So Hanover combine all of them. And have the program, the city itself is good, and the university have a good reputation, so I decided, why not?
And are there any specializations available in your study program?
We have three specializations in our study program. The main one maybe is geomatics. Then we have Natur- und Umweltrobotik. This specialization is partly taught in German. And the new one is remote sensing and GIS.
And which specialization did you choose?
I chose geomatics because it was kind of like the main one, the broad one, in where you can go in a lot of different directions later.
For me, I chose the same geomatics because it fit my bachelor as a civil engineer and also it's the biggest one. So you can choose whatever you want based on the program or based on the modules you choose.
And what's the language of instruction? You already said that the one specialization is partly taught in German and the rest is taught in English?
In that sense, or the main language for all specializations is English. In the Natur- und Umweltrobotik are some lectures taught in German as well.
And which is a required level in English or in German? Do I need C1 in English and German or just one?
It depends on the course itself. So, for example, if you choose the German track, you have to provide a certificate at C1 for German. But if you choose the two other tracks, which is totally in English, you have to provide a certificate in C1 English.
And which language certificates will be accepted?
It depends on the program itself, but the university have some requirement. For example, one of them is IELTS or TOEFL, or some other international English exams.
And what do you think? Should I start learning German before coming to Hannover, or is it enough to learn it when arriving?
It depends, actually. But for example, if you want to engage more in more of the activities around the city, you need to study German. But if not, like me, I came without study German, the international office offered us like a crash course to live and study in German. And it was sufficient for me to handle my daily situations.
And how was your first semester? Was everything like you expected, or was it different?
It was different. It was overwhelming because I came from civil engineering background. When you move to specifically to another course like geomatics or geodesy and geoinformatics in general, the courses itself is like different. The study itself system is different. And in the beginning, it was like overwhelmed with all information. And since you are coming from outside a specific any courses or any bachelor, you have to finish in the beginning some requirement courses. And these requirement courses helped me a lot during my master. So they give us like three important courses with like combining all of the courses that a bachelor's student actually studied during the bachelor if you study the same program.
And was there any support available when you start your studies or during your studies?
Yes, you have main two supports. First one is Fachschaft or the student council. And second one is the mentors. So you have international mentors. So you have four institutes, mainly in our master. And every institute offer you one mentor, which is basically either a professor or PhD student. And he also international most of the time. So he have the same situation like you, know the environment and help you during your study. And for me, because in my bachelor, we didn't study a lot of programming stuff because we didn't focus a lot on deep learning. Most of the requirement courses give you like a crash course or tutorials about the programming skills that you need in your master. So it was actually helpful.
And are there any special offers for international students, like in terms of learning the language or learning about the culture or something else?
Yeah, you have two options. Either going with the international office. International office offer a lot of unique activities. For example, some trips and this crash course. It gave you like a small course in German from E0 till B1, you can say. It's important for daily situation. And you can register with the language center in the university and get a credit for studying German or any other language you like.
And what's typical for your degree program? Are there a lot of group projects or any other project works, or is it more independent learning?
We have two big project seminars in the master program where we have like groups between 5 and 8 people mainly. And then in most of the other lectures, like we have teamworks where we have assignments. You can finish the assignments alone, but most of the students prefer to do them in pairs, like with two students. Yes.
And what do you enjoy the most about your studies?
It's a lot. It depends. For example, I'm actually interested about deep learning and machine models. And during the courses, they provide you, give you some assignments to do. And for me, it was exciting to do some assignment related to real life activities. For example, we were working in generating some maps for maybe another companies or another big data like Google Maps or maybe autonomous driving application. For me, it's interesting because I didn't study these things and I can see in reality how my courses affect reality or how it actually could be applied.
I think, yeah, that is very nice that you learn something about where you can say, okay, I really can do these things, that it's not only theoretical. And we are a very small study program, so I really enjoy that you kind of know everyone. And yes, of course, then we know the professors quite well as well.
And what requirements should I meet when I want to apply for this degree program?
I would say some basic skills in programming are quite good. Then, of course, a good understanding of math, for example, or interest in geography. These are kind of like, or physics, are very good skills to have.
And what's the atmosphere like? You already told me that this degree program is small, and how's the atmosphere then?
Yeah, because of that, like very familiar, like we are not that many students. As students, yeah, we know each other. Yeah, it's easy to ask questions, and the classes are not like with 1,000 students, more like 10. So you can ask questions very well, or the professor can look at the students specifically if they understand it.
And are there any internships required to gain practical experience?
They are not required to finish, for example, the master program. But of course, yeah, if you're interested in that, you can do an internship. Or a lot of students these days work part-time next to their studies to get some experience there. So there are a lot of possibilities.
And do you already have any career plans?
Yeah, I'm nearly finishing my master soon, so I started thinking about it. There are a lot of different options, from military applications, or for example, the land register, or like some engineering firms for building projects, a broad field where you can choose.
And what about you? Do you know what to do after graduation?
Almost nearly done with my master as well. I will start writing my thesis next semester. So I have like three opportunities. I'm thinking about them. One of them is maybe I will go for PhD because I like the researching part. Or I can work with some companies. There is some companies related to take some images and apply them to do anything like testing for maybe cars or spacecraft or maybe planes. Also, this is interesting. So, yeah, let's see.
Okay, thank you so much. Now we're at the end of this episode. And if you have any questions left, please let us know in the comments. And now I'm saying goodbye.
Thanks for watching or listening. Do you have any questions or topics you would like to suggest? Then drop them in the comments or send us an email at insights@uni-hanover.de. Don't want to miss an episode? Then follow us and subscribe to our channel.